Hi everyone, we continue the idea to show for the Christian believers the Jewish sources of the New Testament and the Gospel. So today we will talk about they're referring to the parable of the workers that's as written in Matthew 20. In this parable, Yeshua talk about the workers that they came to the Lord, and they claim why they the workers who came later, they got the same price, the same salary like them, and the Lord told them that this is actually I'm fair. I gave you what you deserve, and I'm free to do with my money what I want to do, what as I like to do. And even more, in this, the end of this parable, Yeshua said, the people that they are more like in the poor position, they will be the first one. And this is actually we can see really in the Jewish sources since the Bible and then in Talmud the important idea of Balei Tshuva. It's mean the people, person who repents. Then we see in Isaiah chapter 45, it's written the prophet Isaiah said, "Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God who is generous in forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord." That means this is, the prophet said, this is actually a comment of, this is declaration, poor declaration of God. And this means that my point of view about people who made tshuva, person who repents, is not like you, because we know in our life there is a judge and there is the law and punishment, and there is less place for mercy. But God have different thought, and we can see then in the Talmud in Brachot. That there is a sentence that makom shebalei tshuva umdim tzadikim gmurim enam umdim. That means the position of the balei tshuva, or the person who repent, they are staying, that even perfect righteous they cannot stay. That means that the position of the righteous, the balei tshuva, it's even more important than the people that all their life they behave in the right way. They're even the perfect righteous. And in the Judaism, there are many stories about people, they made tshuva, repent, came back, balei tshuva, and they became very important rabbis. One of the stories is Resh Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Resh Lakish, from the south century, that he was famous as a rogue and a leader of robbers, and they used to rob people, and he was very cruel, but suddenly he left his bad way and he became a Balei Tshuva. He started to study Torah and to follow the laws of the Torah, and he became one of the important rabbis. And he totally changed his way. Another story is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, he wasn't a sinner, but he was very, a simple person and not educated. And just in 40 years age, he started to study the law, study Torah, and he became one of the most important rabbis in the second century. So we see the important position of Balei Tshuva, and this is very important idea in the Judaism. And we can see how is this idea is represented also in the New Testament.